Hey, hey, welcome to the Play Bigger podcast. I'm your host, Dania Douglas-Hunt, and I'm a former Olympic therapist and strength coach turned the go-to mindset expert to high-achieving entrepreneurs. And I'm obsessed with helping ambitious entrepreneurs just like you play bigger in your business and life and truly living life on your terms. Now, after working with hundreds of Olympic athletes and multi-six and seven-figure entrepreneurs, I know one thing for sure. The one thing that's going to get in our way is ourselves. So this podcast will be a mix of combining years of experience with mindset, neuroscience, high performance techniques, spirituality, you name it, we got it. All to help you make more money, create more impact, and feel more fulfilled, getting your time back doing what you love. Sometimes it just takes one shift, one question, one idea to completely change your life. So let's overcome the mind drama, regulate your nervous system, and create real lasting change in your life. I'll be bringing on guest experts, doing some solo episodes, having real talk conversations. So you know, on this entrepreneur journey, you're not alone. If you're ready, let's dive in.
Chatting with a client today, and I have a bit of an unpopular opinion on a very common phrase that a lot of us catch ourselves saying. And the phrase is this: how many of us find ourselves saying, the universe is testing me right now? I feel like I'm being tested. I feel like the universe is testing me. Whatever you believe in, something is testing me, okay? So first, before we dive into what I would ask instead, or my perspective on how I can shift it, is just first tuning into the vibration, the frequency, or simply put, how you feel when you say that. Most of us, when we're saying these things, are coming at it from a place of a little bit of poor me, woe is me, victim mindset. A lot of us are coming from a place of, at a subconscious level, problem, pressure, stress, not feeling essentially expansive, but rather restrictive and in scarcity or fear. And so knowing that thoughts and words carry frequency, science shows us this, knowing that when you think something, it emits and changes your frequency. When you say something, it's just expressing what's on your subconscious mind, which is happening thousands of times in the background, can change how you feel, can change your state, can change your vibration, can change your frequency, right? And through that, if my state can change, my vibration, my frequency, the actions I take or don't take, and or what I'm attracting in can change, and the results change. What if I could shift your perspective on this slightly? Don't take it on as truth, but rather use it as a test for yourself. When I say the universe is testing me, how do I typically feel? Where is my state currently? Versus, what if I could see it as, what is the opportunity presenting here right now? Instead of being tested, what is the opportunity for me? And where I want to take you is this. When we as entrepreneurs, as business leaders, as mentors, as coaches, as speakers, etc., are setting intentions like, I want to be the best speaker, or I want to be a better leader or better communicator, you don't just get given those things. You get given opportunities to practice what you say you're embodying, what you say you want. So for example, if I'm asking for patience and I want to be a more patient person, guess what the universe is going to provide opportunities for? Opportunities to practice patience. So next time your kids are stressing you out, or a client is late, or you're in traffic, or XYZ, can you look at that instead of being like, wow, everything is not working out for me, or I'm being tested right now? Noticing what that does to your state, notice how this is your vibration, your actions, your results. Not only from that, from a neuroscience perspective, when we're into that state, that lower vibration state, that fear, pressure, stress, anxiety, etc., your mind is perceiving a threat, aka it's perceiving a line in front of you, aka it's now getting the body ready to run or be strong to fight and move away, versus having you be resourceful and effective. Because as soon as fight or flight kicks on to prepare to run away from that perceived threat that your subconscious mind doesn't know isn't a lion, it's just increasing your prices or speaking in front of more people or going live on Instagram or changing your offers, etc. It doesn't know that those things that we're experiencing in the sophisticated world isn't a lion. But the physiological response, the nervous system, the subconscious mind is responding to it as if it is a lion, which means in simple terms, body is getting stronger, and you're becoming dumber. Why? Because as blood leaves the brain to go into the legs to run or the jaw to be strong and fight off, your body and mind don't care about digestion or healing or being creative or sex or pleasure. it only cares about survival. So when we can learn to master our mindset, our subconscious programming, learn to master and regulate your nervous system to your conscious desires, when shit's hitting the fan, or as I like to rephrase it as plot twists, because they are plot twists, how you define something will be your experience of it. When I'm in that low level, I'm being tested, it's frustrating. Notice what's happening to physiology and the mind and the nervous system. Body's getting ready to run away fast to not become dinner for something else, which in turn, as one system kicks on, the other system that actually helps you get out of the situation, aka your intuition, your creativity, seeing what's possible, seeing the possibilities around you, aka when rabbit is running away from wolf, it's not looking at the carrots around it right now. It's running away to get away from wolf. It doesn't mean the carrots aren't around it. It's just not seeing it because the mind is saying, go run away from this threat that's trying to kill you. So when we can look at it from either an energy, frequency, vibration, law of attraction perspective, and or a nervous system, subconscious program perspective, either way, we can begin to see it as this isn't really advantageous for helping me move forward. What could be more advantageous? What could be more effective for me, especially if I'm in a plot twist, aka shit's hitting the fan, you're like, what the ass? The bank account's going down, clients are upset at you, contract falls through, someone's suing you, you're going through a divorce, car breaks down, all the fun things that happens in life. How I'm seeing that, how I define that, is going to create my experience of it. So if I'm coming through the lens of I'm being tested right now, and it's carrying the energy, that frequency of, not only do you know now it's happening with mind and body, I'm becoming dumber, body's becoming stronger, but also the energetics, the frequency, law of attraction, etc. And then from that place, notice as you're in that state, the actions you tend to take or not take, which lead to different results depending on what action you take. If I feel like shit, I tend to take or not take certain actions towards my business. A pattern I learned years ago that thankfully is not a pattern anymore was becoming a procrastinate cleaner. Suddenly my kitchen's clean all the time. Or a procrastinate learner where I'm like, I've got to learn one more book, one more course, instead of doing things necessary to grow my business. The action was fine, but it was more of like a safe, this feels good, however, it's not going to help me grow my business. But when you feel or in a state of empowerment or confident for just feeling better, you tend to take bolder or different actions that usually are more favorable for your goals and your intentions where you're going, which leads to different results. So again, my question back to you is, if you've ever said the phrase, I'm being tested right now, the universe is testing me, notice and just observe and become aware of how that affects your state and typically the actions and domino effects that happen from that state versus, can I shift it? Can I look at, okay, what's the opportunity here? What's the lesson here? If I choose to see life through that lens of everything is here to provide me contrast, clarity, growth, what's the opportunity here that I maybe haven't seen that the lesson keeps coming through? And once I learn the lesson, once I get the clarity, get the contrast, I essentially move forward and get a different lesson, different opportunity. Recognizing that whatever your intentions are, whatever your goals are, those intentions, those goals require something of you. What got you here does not get you there. It doesn't happen that way. We have to embody a new way of thinking, new beliefs, new identity, new perspectives, new actions that are more aligned with where we're going and our intentions versus what we've always done. So my challenge for you is, no matter what plot twist you're in right now, I rephrased things, shit hitting the fan, aka hard stuff, to plot twists. Because in my mind, it already helps create some space of like, okay. And believe me, there's been a lot of plot twists happening recently. A lot. And I can look at that as like, oh, victim, poor me, why, testing. Or I get to be back in my power because the only thing I have control over is me, myself, my mind, where I place my attention, what thoughts I hold on to or choose to think differently, what actions I take or don't take. I can't control anything else inside of me. So why give my power away to external things versus reclaiming that power back from me? And choosing to ask more effective questions that are going to actually help me get through the turmoil or the plot twists, being more effective, more resourceful, open to see the possibilities around me, the creativity, the intuition that are going to help me get through this situation faster and easier, more enjoyable versus being in the other frame of mind. Questions you can start to ask yourself, especially if you're in a plot twist right now, especially if you're like, yeah, my money's running out, or like, I don't know what to do, my business, my launch, etc. I get it. Can we create a little bit of space to first recognize that's just our brain responding to a fear? Fear is just a physiological and emotional response to a perceived threat, an actual threat, a perceived threat. So in that situation, we can now recognize, okay, I can ask a question that's going to make me shut down, or a question that's going to open me up to new ways of thinking, new perspectives. So can you ask yourself in those moments, what's the opportunity here? What is the opportunity that I haven't seen yet? What is the lesson that this situation, this person, this client, this traffic, this whatever is providing me? What is the clarity I'm now being given? AKA, what do I like and don't like? What is the contrast of this situation, this person, place, or thing is giving me, providing me? How can I grow from this? Knowing full well that whatever your intentions and goals are, remember, they require something of you. If you want to be a better leader, you are going to be given opportunities to step into leadership. Do you think leaders arise from hanky-dory, all the calm water, rainbows and butterfly situations? Or do they arise from going, actually taking the boat out of harbor into the rocky seas, navigating the terrain, navigating situations that provide opportunities for a leader to step forward? When you ask to become a better communicator, more patient, stronger, more abundant, whatever that is, recognize the universe is going to give you opportunities to practice and embody what you say you want and who you say you are. Most of us, though, fall victim to old ways of thinking, old patterns, society, and moralistic programming, where it's like, why is happening to me? This is so unfair. Versus, well, hold on a second. What are my goals? What are my intentions? What is this situation helping provide for me right here, right now? It's a perspective. It's not the truth, because there's never really that truth. There's very smart people arguing the truth all the time. This is right. This is wrong. There's research showing this, research showing that, the exact opposite on the same vein. Where I want to get you to is not focusing on whether that's true, but rather, is this more effective and useful for me moving forward? Is this helping me shift my mind, my perspective, my state, my actions to align better with my conscious desires and intentions? And if it is, keep what's useful and effective, release what's not. If it's not, release what's not effective for you and take on what is. As you begin to shift your perspective, because life is just mental, it's just how you see it. It's never the external thing that causes the emotional response within us. It's actually how our mind is perceiving information, going through our own filters, going through our own past experiences, events, etc., to create an emotional response or a sensation within us. The only reason we have the emotions is to help cause an action to start or stop doing something. And this is going to be a podcast that goes way more into that later. But if you're in a situation right now, my friend, where you're getting tested, where you like to say you're getting tested, how could you rephrase the question to get you back into your power, to shift your state, to keep your mind open and resourceful and more effective? What is the pattern? It just, especially if it keeps coming up for you, what's the pattern? What's the lesson that maybe we haven't seen or learned yet? How can I shift my state to a higher perspective to look at it from a different point of view? What am I not seeing here? What can I learn? What's the contrast? What's the clarity? What's the opportunity for growth? Notice as you ask those questions, you begin to see things differently. And what's the saying? Change the way you look at things. What you look at begins to change. It's the same thing, but how you're seeing it, how you're perceiving it, how you're going to choose to move forward through it is going to be different. And that's all we get to do. Recognizing that the only thing you have control over is you. Not the weather, not the traffic, not what people are going to say, not if people buy, not if people don't buy. That's not up to you. But what is up to you is mastering your mental states, subconscious programming, mastering your nervous system regulation, your emotional response, so that no matter what if is happening outside of you, my goal is to get you to a place where you're completely unfuckwithable. Sure, you're going to be human. You're going to have emotions. You're going to have it's not saying be a robot, but rather not allowing those external things to throw you off your path. Being able to discern and see things for what they are and be able to take what's useful and effective and release what's not. All successful people have the same thoughts you have. All successful people have the same fears that you have. We're all human. We all have a human body, human subconscious mind, programming, etc. The difference between those who reach their goals easier, faster, more fulfilled, and those who don't is simply how they're thinking and seeing things, their perception. They're going to have those thoughts and feelings, and they're going to honor them, but they're not going to let them cause resistance or slow them down or stop them from moving forward, because they see them for what they are versus what they make them mean. And a simple shift in a lot of language I've been hearing recently is just shifting, why am I being tested, to what's the opportunity here? What is this providing me? What can I learn? Can I find a moment of growth? Can I find a moment of, you know what? I actually am quiet. I didn't listen to my intuition. And maybe I can avoid this thing altogether. Or, I had this sense of knowing and I ignored it. okay, now that comes up again, I can anchor that in and recognize that voice, that sense of knowing, the intuition hits, is a reason for you to stop and listen versus just ignore it and move forward. You already have the answers in you, but are you pausing to ask and give yourself the answers? And it first starts with better questions. So my friends, I hope this helps you, especially if those of you guys are in a chapter right now, a plot twist right now. There's something here for you if you choose to see it. There's some gold in this opportunity. Whatever you're in right now is going to be a part of your story, and it's giving you an opportunity to grow and become someone or something you've never been before. Had you not experienced this? So what is it teaching you? What can you use to your advantage moving forward? It's not to say we gotta like stuff. It's not to say we have to agree with stuff, but rather, okay, maybe things have happened and that's not where the story ends. How I choose to see it, how I choose to move forward through it, how I choose to keep picking up and going forward, taking the lessons, taking what's useful and effective, releasing what's not, that's what gets to dictate the meaning of it, not the event itself, not the liking it or don't liking it. It's not about that. It's saying, what's keeping me in my most resourceful state? How can this be a gain for me? How can I grow from this? How can I learn from this? And from that perspective, as you begin to shift your way of thinking and seeing things, no matter what they are, watch how everything else in your life starts to change. If you found this helpful, send it to a friend who needs this reminder. I feel like there's a lot of language written out there right now of people saying, I'm being tested. Okay. And how's that thought and language working for you versus what we just talked about? What's the opportunity? Can you find it? Even if there's a little bit of opportunity, what is it for you? Maybe it's even just asking yourself better questions. That's an opportunity. Okay, team. Hope you have a great day and go back to calls. Send someone who needs a reminder. Otherwise, remind yourself that the quality of life is truly determined by the quality of questions you ask yourself. Change your questions, change your perspective, change your life. It can be as simple as that. Ask yourself better questions, more opportunities, more perspectives start to shift for you, and essentially your actions and your results start to change. Love it, friends. Okay, bye for now.
Thank you so much for tuning in and spending your time with me today. I don't take that lightly, and it means the world to me. If you love this episode, I would love for you to leave a 5-star review. It's simple, takes no time at all, but it helps us reach more people. Or two, you can share this with a friend. Did you have a perspective shift, an idea, an aha, a reminder, some motivation that you think someone else also could use? If you share this with a friend, we embody this rising tide lifts all boats, where if you share it and we change, we help other people too. And three, tag us on social media. You can tag us at Dania Douglas Hunt on Instagram. We would love to know your wins, your ahas, your takeaways, and just to hear who's tuning in and listening. If you have any questions, feel free to shoot us an email or send us a DM. Otherwise, team, make it a great day. Go after your dreams, live life on your terms, and play bigger. Bye for now.